So tell me what EPA is going to be doing in Exeter on Monday and Tuesday.
EPA is holding the first community engagement forum to continue the conversation around solutions to the presence of PFAS in the environment. The administrator of the EPA held an unprecedented national summit in Washington, D.C. in May around this issue and is committed to taking very specific action. We want to present those to the public. We also want a chance to hear from communities directly about their experiences with these chemicals in their communities.
So tell me more about in New England, I mean, what kind of input can people give you about their personal experiences that could actually shape these regulations?
So we are going to have a listening session that will extend from 6:45 on Monday evening, June 25th, until as late as we need to stay to hear from everyone who would like to speak. During this listening session, members of the public, as well as members of water districts or other state and local agencies, really anyone can sign up for a 3-minute opportunity to make a presentation. Those presentations or statements can be just statements, but they could also be questions that the individual has for the EPA. They could be suggestions about things we should think about when we are taking these actions. Receiving the community input is critical to us making good decisions. Decisions are not just made in Washington. They are made across the country. And our forum in New England will be followed by forums in other parts of the country as there are communities impacted in other states that we also want to hear from.
So in New England specifically, you know, we have a wide range of state regulations on PFAS here, and we've also had some trouble areas, including in New Hampshire. Is there something specific to New England that's caused EPA to want to start this listening tour here?
We wanted to start the listening tour here because New England is a place where PFAS compounds have been detected in all 6 New England states. That is not the case in every part of the country. We also have really engaged communities in New England. We have a number of communities in New Hampshire, in Vermont, in Massachusetts that have been working to address the presence of these compounds in their drinking water, as well as at landfill sites for a number of years. And for that reason, it seemed like a great place to start because we're starting with a community that's very knowledgeable, experienced, and ready to help us identify solutions. People want answers, and we're going to do everything we can to obtain them. The event will be very well supported by both EPA headquarters and staff from EPA New England. So to the extent that individuals have questions about particular situations in New England, we'll have staff there that can follow up with them, as well as, again, seeking that input for the National Management Plan.
Alexandra Dunn is the administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency in New England. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Annie.